Okay, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have a 10:15 agenda item meeting to consider matters related to county assistance. So it is an action item to consider approvals and denials of decisions and signing of liens. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. I bring before you today application 2025-16. Typically, applications that we get on cremations, we establish county is obligated, and we also establish if the person could possibly meet eligibility for an approval. However, some of the cases that we bring before you are much more difficult, and this is one of those cases today. So I'd rely on the board's patience in regards to my laying out the case. we received this application from a local funeral home, All Valley Cremation, on May 21st. The individual who passed away was in a nursing home, so the coroner was not on site in regards to determining it was death. It was the doctor that was on site. And the application seemed to be slam dunk. He's in a nursing home. He's, you know, it's being paid by Medicaid. Any resident trust account that he may have had would have went back to the nursing home for care of cost of care. So it seemed that, you know, we could bring this before the board and it'd be simple. However, in our investigation, we found that he may have given contradictory information to health and welfare. So he reported to health and welfare that he had a house and a vehicle. However, he said the house had a lien on it. And so during our investigation, we found that the house did not have a lien on it. We also found that he did have that vehicle, and he was receiving funds from Social Security. However, those were going to the funeral. So in discussion with All Valley, because we work very closely with them, they were very upset to find that he had a house. They indicated that the individual was abandoned and that the county should be responsible for paying for that cremation. But they also relayed that the brother took responsibility of the decedent's cremation. So once you sign the responsibility document to take care of the cremation as a next of kin, the county is released from the responsibility of that cremation. Turns out the brother is in a nursing home as well. So the house in itself, verified by the assessor's office, is owned by both brothers, 50-50. They're both in a nursing home. They both don't have income per se to pay for the cremation. However, the brother did sign, making him responsible. All Valley did recite several codes in regards to the county being responsible. However, not being an attorney, I could read those codes on record for the board, and interpretation is up to the attorneys, and in this case, the board, in regards to how they would make a motion on the decedent's cremation. So that is it for me, and I will stand for questions. Thank you.
Chairman?
Yes.
What's the assessed value of the home?
The assessed value of the home is, with homeowner's exemption, $70,850.
And you said there's no other liens or there's no mortgages on it?
We did not find any liens on the home through the recorder's office search and also verification through the assessor's office. However, the decedent himself reported to health and welfare that he has a $152,000 lien against the home. We didn't find that.
Chairman, another question follow-up.
Sure.
Did you, I didn't hear you mention any bank accounts, anything like that?
According to Health and Welfare, he does have a Wells Fargo checking account and savings account. He also reported to Health and Welfare that he has a 2005 Ford Explorer. We did find that as well.
Chairman?
Or a vehicle like it.
The simplest thing in my experience with this is that the county is the payer of last resort, and if there are assets that have been identified, and our team always does a great job, that we are not responsible. So I don't know how to support a request for payment when we clearly have assets and resources available. Did I miss something?
No, we have identified assets and resources.
Yeah. I would vote no on this, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in the same spot, but I also have a question on why do you not engage civil when reading through state law and
in regards to actual code?
Yes.
Okay.
Like through this process, like
The Vinnerholm is emphatically stating that the code that they operate under says if a body is abandoned, that the county is responsible. But that is left up to the interpretation of the attorneys, because several different codes throughout the, so the Vinnerholm has a code, the coroner's office has a code, the treasurer's office have a code, and so does indigent. So all of those have to be interpreted and or are interpreted in such a way that they contradict each other. And by me, at least.
Yeah.
But I'm not an attorney.
Well, I think that if they're representing legal counsel in a legal argument, we need to have it reviewed by civil.
That's where I'm at, Mr. Chairman.
So I would say that we would pause, have this reviewed by civil, and then come back after they've made a determination on their opinion of the county's position. I'm not really interested in what the other people say the legal position of the county is. My go-to is our legal counsel. And so if they've made a legal argument, I think it's unfair to let that rest upon you. That's why we have civil, and let's defer that at this point to them, and then come back and finish that after we have their determination.
Chairman, sorry. Has the treasurer been engaged yet?
Typically, for our workflow that we establish, the treasurer is engaged after. And so we would go ahead and forward the information in regards to the board's decision to the treasurer's office after. Or
so if we deny, then the treasurer gets notified and they go in.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yvonne, do you have any other points of view?
I was just going to comment that we have worked with the civil department, obviously for years, on burials and cremations. And our interpretation is based on what they have advised us. But again, we have new attorneys, and so perhaps we need to bring this to their attention. But our understanding of the code, as we know it, does differ from what All Valley Cremation is stating. And so they're basing theirs on how Ada County operates. And Canyon County operates differently.
Yeah.
Chairman?
Chairman.
Oh, go ahead. Nope.
I was just going to say, I think it gives us cover, all of us cover, if it goes through legal and something like this where they're bringing it up. If legal reviews it and then we make a decision based upon that, I think we're covered adequately at that point.
And Chairman, I can support that. I there's both sides on this. I think that the interpretation has already been done by our civil team, but where you have a point that we have new people in that. So maybe a refresher is not bad. However, if we deny based on precedent on what we've always done historically, this would be a no-brainer on a denial, would get tossed over to the treasurer. They would engage with the legal team. Even if we put a lien on that, that's still a legal process at some point in time. But that would mean we would pay. I'll support what the board majority wants to do, but in my mind, just because All Valley's claiming their interpretation is that we pay, we've never paid having assets like that.
Commissioners, I would All Valley gave, you know, I talked to them because, again, we have an asset that was found, and typically what Commissioner Van Beek is saying is true. And so I work with him very closely, so I called him up on Thursday and explained the situation to him, and he was very emphatic that the county be responsible. And so I let him know I would, on record, give his comments to the board. He did claim that the body is abandoned and that it's been 40 days. And under the cremation code, it does indicate abandoned. However, it's... It basically says that if somebody else has taken responsibility of the decedent, that the county not be liable. So in fairness to the All Valley cremation, they would like me to state that on record, as well as I did offer him the ability to appear today at the hearing in order to plead his case to the board as well.
Yeah. Chairman? And what I heard, I just want to validate, as long as we're putting all this on the record, that there was a statement made that the brother took responsibility. That puts a null and void on the fact that this is an abandoned body.
By definition of the indigent code for burials.
Yeah. So, the Chairman, may I follow up? State statute allows for a funeral home to file with the courts as a personal representative to, in order to get payment. They could step in and file with the courts. Nobody wants to do that because it's complicated. But that is their legal right. If there's assets and they want to pursue that for payment, they have the ability to file with the courts. That's not our job. I'm still in favor of denying.
I can appreciate All Valley's position, but I think our position, I'm still saying that I'm neither confirming or denying. I'm deferring this to legal to have an opinion, and then we'll bring it back.
And I will support that, Chair.
Support that. Yep. All right. So I'd make a motion that we defer this to a future date and time, and allow our staff to meet with civil and review the arguments that's been presented legally and have a determination what civil would say is our position as the county.
Yep. And Chairman, I'll second that with discussion. I would like, where there's been some, maybe a different posture on All Valley, this one should be a slam dunk, but I would like for legal civil to be present when they get the information and we come back so that we have a very clear record legally what the county's position is on this, given the precedent and our interpretation of state statute.
Okay. I would modify my motion that when it comes back that our civil will be in the room when we consider this again.
Thank you.
So motion has been made. You agree with the?
Yes, I will second the modification.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Well, you bet. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Let's recess for a few seconds to start the audio record on the other agenda items. So let's be in recess.